Bluffington, nobody suspected this sleepy little town contained an incredible secret. Until a crack team of fearless adventurers uncovered one, buried long ago and forgotten.
Dr. Skeetrix! Professor Porkchop! Hurry! I've found something! Head for the hills!
That's me. Hey! I didn't set out to change the whole history of Bluffington. Well, it was sort of an accident. It all started when Mr. Ogie showed us an old movie.
Lights, please.
Billy Bluff presents The Birth of Bluffington. Hello, I'm your narrator, Billy Bluff. The Bluffington landscape has gone through many changes over the last 10 million years. Precambrian period, Ice Age, Paleozoic, Mesozoic, Cenozoic, blah, blah, blah. But we Bluffs weren't around yet, so who really cares? The true history of Bluffington began in 1639, when the first man in recorded history placed his foot upon Pigeon Rock in the foothills of the Poulet Mountains, the great Thaddeus Bluff.
I claim this land in the name of the Bluff family.
The great Thaddeus led a community of settlers searching for a new land where they would be free to practice the piano in a manner of their own choosing. The great Thaddeus considered himself the luckiest man on earth. So his grandson, Amos Bluff, founded the very first industry, Bluff's Good Luck Charm Factory. Amos's grandson, Rudolph Bluff, established the township elsewhere, cementing the Bluff family's well-deserved power by christening this new municipality Bluffingtown. Rudolph built Town Hall and Bullseye Park, which was dedicated to the memory of his ancestor, the great Thaddeus Bluff. We Bluffs always were and still are the first family of Bluffing.
Lights.
My daddy's movie!
Okay, class. For Bluffington Founders Week, I want you to form teams and do a research project concerning some part of our town's history.
What should we do our project about, Doug?
I've got an idea. While everybody else went straight to the library, Skeeter and I decided to explore the deepest part of the deep woods and try to find some artifact from ancient Bluffington. Maybe this is a piece of a huge boulder broken by settlers during piano practice.
Hey, Doug, check it out! I think it's an old piano key!
Aw, man.
It's just a peanutty buddy stick.
What is it, Porkchop? Okay, boy, okay, what? Oh, great. It's a bone.
Of course! Dogs are like bone magnets. Mm.
Skeet, wait. There's something else here. Something big.
What is it, man?
I don't know. I don't know. I need something better to dig with.
Here, Doug. Try this.
Private property. No trespassing? Skeeter, where'd this come from?
Far away?
All right, nobody move. That's private dirt you're digging.
We didn't know, sir.
Yeah, we thought it was public dirt.
Can't just come in here and punch holes in the Bluff Estate.
The Bluff Estate? Way out here?
That's right. You are here, and I am here. In 5 seconds, I want you over there.
This is the best book on bones there is. Or at least the most expensive.
Whoa, thanks, Mr. Dink.
Let's see it again, Doug.
Okay. Huh?
Very nice. I'd say early pot roast. Medium rare.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Dink. Wait a minute. Look at this. It's a dinosaur bone.
Well, maybe, sort of, I guess.
It's not exactly the same, but maybe that's because we've discovered a whole new species. Just think, Dr. Skeetrix. The funny Valentinosaurus is finally complete. Thing that was buried.
Must be the rest of the...
Well, we've got to dig it up.
Pot roast!
And it's possibly the most important discovery in modern science.
We just want to dig a hole.
Well, I must say, I'm impressed that you fine young men came all the way over here to get my permission.
Then we can dig?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. One lousy golf cart stands between us and history. If there was just some way we could get over there.
Not over there. Under there. Are we almost there, Skeet?
Well, I don't know, Doug. According to this map, we should have gotten there already.
Huh?
Unless... Uh-oh! Doug, stop! Stop!
Just dug yourself into a whole mess of trouble.
Nah, tunneling is out. But maybe there's a better way. Come on, BB. If there's anybody in the whole world that can help us, it's you.
I think you better forget my daddy's dirt and work on finding something else for your history project.
But BB, if it is a dinosaur...
And, you help us?
They'll probably name it after you!
Just think, BB. The BB Dactyl. The BBsaurus.
No! Huh? BB the dinosaur.
Oh, great! I love it! Oh,
love it.
Yeah, that's perfect!
BB the dinosaur.
Yeah.
I know it's around here somewhere.
I can't believe you can't even find the spot. I'm not staying here. There's bugs.
It was right here.
All right, you two. This time you're in big trouble.
It's prison.
Miss Beebe.
Get me some bug spray.
Yes, Miss Beebe.
So what are you waiting for?
Me when I ask you a question.
They said they found a dinosaur. They were only supposed to dig one hole.
Can't you read?
Read what?
The sign.
What sign?
This sign.
Private property, no digging. Not even one hole?
Huh?
I
told you boys there was no dinosaur.
What?
This is far more important than any dinosaur. This changes history as we know it. The great Thaddeus Bluff was not the first man here. I've discovered the true prehistoric founder of Bluffington.
He discovered?
The Bluff family welcomes you to the Bluff Museum for the history of the Bluff family. And so I give you my earliest ancestor, Bluffus Erectus.
Well, at least Mr. Ogie gave us credit for our discovery.
You boys deserve an A for uncovering the first inhabitant of Bluffington.
This stands as final proof that the Bluffs have always and will always be the first family of Bluffington.
Excuse me, is this seat taken? Say, you look familiar to me. Don't I know you from somewhere? Well, it sure seems like I do.
Maybe the Bluffs weren't the first family in Bluffington after all.
But that would mean this whole town was really founded by...
Whoa, it looks like my watch has stopped. Do you possibly have the time?
Nah.
You sure I don't know you from somewhere?